Some experts see a weak link in the nation's security system. There aren't enough people to handle the emergency calls as they come in. And that is still true despite heavy emphasis on homeland security in recent years. 911 call centers across this country are short-staffed, and many workers are putting in a lot of overtime. That raises concerns that mistakes will increase. Minnesota Public Radio's Stephanie Hemphill reports.
911.
Here at the 911 call center in Duluth, the lights are kept low to shield workers from glare on their computer screens. Five people are working this afternoon. They keep one ear on their headset phones and one ear cocked to hear what their colleagues are doing.
Okay, where on Michigan are you?
The caller reports there's someone lying by the side of the road. In the next 10 minutes, three more calls come in to report the same thing. That's one of the problems. While ubiquitous cell phones help people reach emergency services quickly, callers often swamp them with numerous calls about the same emergency. Dispatcher Edie Purcell has been working here for 11 years. She likes the job, but says lately the hours have been tough.
I started at 2:30 this afternoon, and I'll be here until 2:30 in the morning, and I'll be back at 10:30 tomorrow morning till most probably 10:30 tomorrow night.
Usually the shifts last 10 hours, but two people recently retired here, and a few women are on maternity leave, so Purcell and her co-workers are pulling 12-hour shifts with much less downtime at home. Purcell's colleague, Julie Fogarty, sometimes worries the short staffing could result in her making a mistake.
Sometimes we're working all night, and then you have a short turnaround, and you're coming back. We're human. You can only do so much.
Fogarty's not the only one who worries. Steve Souter directs the emergency call center for a suburban Maryland county.
Obviously, any time of you're working a lot of overtime, it impacts your efficiency and your ability to focus.
Souter is heading up a study of the problem of understaffed call centers across the country. He says two-thirds of these centers are significantly short-staffed. Congress has poured hundreds of millions of dollars into Homeland Security since the terrorist attacks of 2001, but Souter says the money hasn't reached 911 call centers.
And keep in mind that the 911 center is, by nature of what it is, the first point of contact that a caller has when they have an emergency. They really have become the first of the first responders.
Barry Fury feels that frustration. Fury directs the call center in Knoxville, Tennessee. He says his agency handled nearly 10% more calls last year than the year before, with no increase in staff.
Programs such as COPS literally put thousands of police officers out on the street, which is a good thing. There wasn't one dispatcher hired by a federal program.
He and others say the problem will likely only get worse, especially with the proliferation of cell phones. They say local governments, strapped for cash, are often forced to decide between more police on the street or more people to take the calls and dispatch those officers. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth, Minnesota.